Mamadalar Amar Aleph. 10 lines from the top, the 2 dots. The Mishnah said, Dinei Nefashas Hamalamed. So we said that someone who says Dinei Nefashas cannot retract and say Schus. Someone who says Schus cannot retract and say Chayva. If someone said Chayva, he could retract and say, he could handle and say about Schus. Talking about Amar Rav, Loi Shanu, this is all said, Ela B'Shas Masu Matan. It means he, right away when he said Schus, and then he went ahead and said Chayva, so then we say that you can't say Chayva. Al B'Shas G'madin Melamed Schus. Chayza Melamed Chayva. If B'Shas G'madin, he decides to switch his mind, then you could switch his mind. It's only B'Shas Masu Matan, he thought to say Schus, he said Schus, and then B'Shas Masu Matan is going to go ahead and switch to Chayva, that's when he can't do that. But if it didn't happen in the beginning, then B'Shas G'madin, he could switch. Now, why should there be enough Kamina? I mean, if anything, for Kat, maybe. B'Shas G'madin, we don't want to hear him switch.
B'Shas
G'madin,
you have
to go up here. Well, Zakir Ashi. Lo Ela B'Shas Masu Matan. The Be'inon Sheyamoid B'dvarov, Lach Zacharias, Shema Yimtza Chizik L'Schus, the Shema Leitah. You need to stand with your words to bring Rayas, because maybe you're going to find Chizik. So that means B'Shas Masu Matan, you're looking through everything. So you're trying to understand everything. So once you started Schus, so you worked on Rayas, so bring all the Rayas for Schus. But when it came to G'madin and you found there's no Rayas, you're allowed to say to Amos. B'Shas Masu Matan, you're starting and talking. You started right away, said Schus. You know, I'll work and bring a Rayas to the Schus. What?
You need to convince yourself as you bring Ryan to your son.
Right, you right.
You stay that way.
Right. You're explaining, you're not asking. Right, yeah. Right. Ma'ashenke in the G'madin. Now it came to G'madin. You worked on it for 24 hours trying to find this chos. You didn't find this chos. You thought in the beginning to say this chos. You didn't find one. So stop and give the chayv. We're not stopping
you. Someone who sees reasons for chayv or reasons for chos, he has to say chayv first, so otherwise he won't be able to say chayv later.
He can do what he wants. No. If I can't, Rav is saying that the G'madin you could say. But well, when it comes to counting, no, okay, what are you old? You ask
him. Let's say he wants to explore. We're talking about Dinei Nefashos. But if he wants to explore both sides and he has his reasons for both, he has to start from Chayva.
Whatever you feel. I'm saying, but why does he have?
Otherwise, he won't be able
to. Oh, he won't be able to explore. Okay, fine. Okay, so B'kitzit, the Rav is telling you not so Pasha. That means when you learn the Mishnah, Pasha you learn the Mishnah, you learn that there's no Shaykh, that once you said Tzchus, you're never allowed to say Chayv. Rav is telling you, no. The only time you're allowed to say Chayv is only B'Shas Masu Matan. But once the G'madin, they ask you your final verdict, you're allowed to say Chayv. So the Ma'am Meisvei, we have a steer to this, it says in the Mishnah later on, the Machos, Mashkimin Ubayin, the next day, that means the first day we said by the Nefashos, you don't pass in one day. You start one day and you finish off the next day because maybe they'll find this chus. So it says, "Machas mashkim in a bond." The next day they come. Hamezaka ima ani mezaka. Mezaka ani b'mkaimi. He says, "I'm the mezaka and I'm still staying with chus." I'm mechayev ima ani mechayev. He comes into bezin the next day. He says, "I'm the mechayev ani b'mkaimi. I'm still standing with my chiv." Hamelamed chayva melamed chus. Someone's melamed chayva can switch. Hamelamed chus and yachalachza. Ulamit chayv. Someone who's ulamit chos cannot switch. So good. What do you do the next day? The next day you handled everything you read the first day. The next day is just gmadin. So it's a kasha and rab. You see, even over here by the gmadin, you can't be chayzim, right? Because you see that the Mishnah says over there the dafkim ulamit chos, dafkim ulamit chayv can go ahead and the next day and switch, but ulamit chos can't switch. Zakti Gemara, no. Ulatayim mechlay du lemachas masa matan mileka. But there's only G'madin. The next day they can handle also again. So therefore, Kiktani B'Shas Masu Matan. When does it say that you can't switch? Is the next day B'Shas Masu Matan. But after the Masu Matan, you could switch like Rav. Look, Rashi Lamachos, Mishni B'Perkai Beit Kanoi Se Gabe Halon, Halon Asadin, by slipping over to the. Zokti Ma'Beit.
But we said Malam Prayer could be Malam Tzkos. You could switch in the middle, Masu Matan?
Sure.
Chayvet,
it's chos.
Yeah, sure. That was Rav was saying that the whole halacha that you can't is on the
mitzvah. So if a chayva switched to schus, could he switch back? It's maybe only a schus can switch to a chayva, but the original is a chayva, could he switch back?
I wouldn't think he could. Why would he be able to?
Because when he said really started with a chayva.
And it doesn't matter. Kud is not so much a start. Kud is once you saw schus, hold on to the schus.
But that's not the way Rashi explains it.
Why?
Rashi explained before, because you want someone who says schus, remind him of his things so you should keep looking for schus. You need someone to keep looking for schus. But if you originally said chayva, there's
but
no
now, but now we switch to schus. We want to continue with the schus. Tashma. The Mishnah says over there, "Vayit donin elu keneged elu, ad sheyir echad min hamechayvin, echad min hamechayvin dibe hamezaken." So that means like this: we count one, we count every person. We have bezdin over here. We're sitting with bezdin. So let's say it's din nefashos. Is how many people do you need?
23.
Yeah. So okay, it depends. So I'm saying let's say you have 12 and 11. Or let's say you need 71, so you have 36 and 35, whatever, right? So if you have those numbers, so now we if you remember, we said that legabe chayev, you need at least another, you need two. You need two. So what do you do? We'll wait. Bezdin waits and sees. Oh, maybe someone who's mechayev is going to go switch to zaka, right? So that's what the Mishnah says over there. Don elu kenaged elu atchiyah echad min hamechayev and divim zaka. We wait along. To see that means we came out of Echatimtza, how do you have two? The Gemara bothered, what do you mean, it's an odd number, how do you have two?
It's like,
the Gemara, one said any day, and then you add another two, so it could be always two. But let's say no one said any day. I have a bezin that said 35 said Chayiv, Zakai, 36 said Chayiv. Okay, so I have one, what am I doing? So the halacha is, the Mishnah says over there, you wait along. What?
I thought you have to add, that's good what you do.
No, you don't, not yet, you don't add yet, you wait. You see, this is what the Mishnah says. First, wait along and see. Maybe someone's going to switch their mind and find a schus. One of the mechayim, listen, Nami, if
you never
if,
add in that case?
What?
You
don't have to add.
Wait.
You wait till you
wait. How long are you waiting? What if no one changes their mind?
Oh, okay, we'll get there. We'll see how long you wait, I'm saying. But the rather you wait a little bit.
But you could add eventually.
Yeah, sure. We're going to have to add eventually. We're not going to be able to do anything.
So it's not just
invisibility. No. So
by seven, I don't know.
We'll see over there. So Bekitza, so what do we see? So Lachaira is not like Rav. Because like Rav, the Mechayev, the Mezaka could also switch over to, now we're holding back Ma'adin, that's for sure. So the Mechayev could switch over to be Mischus. So over here, yeah, what do you mean we're waiting? But we could wait the other way also maybe. Zok Rashi. Don and Elu Kenegad Ela, Hecha the Nechliku Bedin. 36 are mechayev. 35 are mezaken. That's 71. V'kaimelon ein matan lechayev al pi echad. We don't switch lechayev al pi echad. Donim bereisei and elu kenegad elu. We down with the rayas. At sheyachz abe till one of them mechayev. Echad mena mechayev. And avalu mezaken ruba. Mezaken b'ruba. Avalachze by echad mena mezaken like tani. But it doesn't say that one of the mezaken can be chayev. It means the gemara din yachalachze. Well, la meit chayev. If you're going to tell me. Then you could be chayzim. Nisinami yifcha v'neimo yechad min hamezaken is divim mechayv and ikat til rial pishnayim. You could switch over for two. And for the Gemara, Dr. Gemara, Tano aschus kamahade achaybelak kamahade. You're right. That's my value. You could. Rav holds the Mishnah's lav dafka, but the pshat is that what are we looking for? We're not looking for the guy to switch over to chayv. We are waiting here. We would have been quiet. We're not looking for that. We're waiting here for a guy to switch over to schus. Yeah. Zakta Mavai to Toshma.
Rashi says the reason is because he'd rather talk about a case of schus, not because we're waiting.
Right, okay. Machalik is the shame. Pashas, that's the Gemara's matcha. Yeah. Tana aschus kamahada. That's what we're looking for. Achay v'loy kamahada. Yeah. Zakta Mavai to Toshma. The Amr Abyesi Barchanina. Echad menal tamidim shazika. This is right over there. This is the mission later on. The Rebbeis Bechanina sometimes is Amariya, sometimes is a Tana. This is a Tana. Echad min ha-Tamidim, Shazika, one of the Tamidim was Zaka Umeis, Royin Oysoi Kihilu Chai. He said Tzchus, and he died in the middle of the Dintayah. Royin Oysoi Kihilu, before the Madin, Royin Oysoi Kihilu Chai, V'ayimim Kaima. We look at it like, we count him as, like he's alive.
If it's Echad min ha-Tamidim, he's not from the Minyan anyway.
Okay. Good kasha. Why do you think the Rechem and Tamidim over here mean? Oh, normally that's
Tamidim
what it
means.
Tamidim
is
so far in the
Masechta. Yeah, yeah, that's what it's been. I'm thinking this kasha.
It doesn't mean
that here. It doesn't. The Shad is. Okay. Yeah, why would it use that term if until now we use the term?
Pashtun means one Mukamo that Besdin has to deal with his tiny schus. They can't ignore it. Even though no one from Besdin, had the original Master Talmud, knew that Talmud was Tom, but now they have to consider it.
The disciple who argues for acquittal is elevated to the position of one of the judges. With full.
Explain that in English?
If one of them meet him say Zaka, they bring him up to be a dayan.
Oh, even though Yutaka wasn't part of Bezin?
He says they ran the Mishnah below for
you. Oh, okay. Oh, very good. Okay. Shkech. Yeah, so Echem is a meet him
Shazika. Because then you end up with more than 23.
Who's getting kicked out?
Yeah, I mean,
how
do you
enjoy?
What do you
end
up with
24
now?
Yeah.
It says it's based on the Mishnah
of Amen.
Okay.
So if you elevate one Talmud, you elevate another Talmud. More to elevate him.
Like no, but no, we say you take one. Which dying is going to be off? Yeah. Remember, my name is Ilah Avikayim, Hodabay. Later, Av, he says that the Maisa, you could be Chayza. See, that's why I didn't think that it was like that, because it's much more like. Okay. Yeah, Ilah Avikayim, Hodabay, if he would have been alive. Namal, we learned till now that Yitaka can't be Chayza, but now that we're saying that you always could be Chayza, so when, later, Av, that says, at least by the Gemah Adin, so maybe he was Chayza by the Gemah Adin. He wasn't alive. Yeah, what was it? He wasn't alive for Gemara Din, so maybe it's Chazal.
Why
well, should you assume?
I think he's going to change his mind,
just
because he could. I'm saying, especially with
Mahatach. Have the Gemara Hashtamil, the Rabbi didn't change his mind, so we hold on to what he did. We don't. Well, why should we look on them? Even like Rav, you're right, you could. If you're alive, you could, but we're not going to deny that you could. But the Gemara of Shalchu Mitam, we sent from there that the Divya Beis Bechanina Mutza Mechlal Rabbeinu, that Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina, he's arguing. That means Rav is arguing with Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina. Mutza means, right? Doesn't mean Maitzah, he found. Mutza, right? He's arguing on. So you see that, no, Rav is Taka arguing. So ain Mutza Itma. No, it says he's not arguing. We argue, it says ain Mutza Itma. Rav is not arguing with Yitzchak Hanina. We thought maybe he's arguing. We're telling you, no, he's Taka not arguing. Dr. Ashi. Tana Aschus is Nichol Eladuya Mr. Mishum Lishum Aliyah. Vuhud Anami Yivchah. Roy Anaisai. How could you answer the Hadar Beis Mechanina Kirav? Because the Shtim is Rav, Shalchum Itam, the Divya Beis Mechanina Mutzah Mechal Rabbeinu. It's not like Rabbeinu, who's Rav. Hadar Beis, he's Svi, he's Rav. So Beis doesn't hold the Rav, the Amishas Madin Chayz Lechayva. Amishani, and we answer in Mutzah Itma, Hachi Shachal, it's not what they said, a Mutzah that he's arguing. Hachi Shachal, the Divya Beis Mechanina ain Maitzi in Mechal Divya Rav. He's not arguing Rav. The time of the Beis, Mishim the Hashta, and you can't answer Pasha like we saw in the Gemara that right now the Vali wasn't Chayza from the Psak. Zok the Mavaita. Toshma, Shnei Sefer Dayanim, the two Dayanim, Oimnu Lefneim, Echad Meimin, Echad Esmael, the standing over there in Bezin, one Min, one Esmael, Vakaisin, Dibre Mezakin, Vidibre Mechayvin. They're not just, they don't just write Zaka Chayv, they write, they explain, what are the, they have something called today.
Sonographers.
Sonographers, yeah. Right? So they're writing down the Divrei Mezakeh, the Divrei Mechayvin. They're writing, they're explaining the reasoning. So the Ma'abishlam, the Divrei Mechayvin, the Divrei Mechayvin, Lemacha Chazu Tai Machrina, Uba Lemevet Halonas Din. The halacha is that if the next day, if even the guy that said Chayiv, the next day comes up with a different svara, why is Chayiv? So we go ahead and we could be leaner in that svara. It means if he said one day Chayiv. So the next day we're long. We start again the next day. But if he doesn't have another svar to be mechayev, we have to pass him that day. We don't just extend it in. Why are we looking to extend it in? But if he said another svar, so we sleep over that svar. So that's why we need a guy to be writing the timing, the reasoning, because once he writes the reasoning, then we'll know if this svar was said yesterday or not. If not, we'll forget why. So we know he says chayev. We don't know why. So we're not going to have lina. Like this, we have lina on the din. That's by chayev. And you want to make Alana's din? El Dibra Mizakin. But Dibra Mizakin, my time, why are you writing it? Lav Mishum, isn't it because the Chazi time Mechina Lechaiva, Lai Mashkechinim Bu? Right? Isn't it because that if I'm going to see tomorrow Chaiva, we don't listen to you?
Why can't I speak Alana's din?
What?
What can it also be for halonas then?
We're not looking to be. If he said zchus, let's keep it.
But aren't you supposed to keep it overnight?
That's not the guy that says zchus. We always keep it overnight.
What?
We always keep it overnight. The shaykh is to leave it another night. If he says another zchus.
The only purpose for writing it down.
Yeah.
Is that I can remember what it is.
Again, let's start with Mechayvin. The reason why you're writing it down by Mechayvin is he said today that Reuven killed Shimon for this so and so. We wrote it down. We push it off till the next day. We want to handle the next day a little more. Now, if you, the next day you have to give a Gemara Din. But if the next day he walks in and he says, oh, I have a new reason why to be Mechayiv, then we'll handle it that whole day. We'll push it off to another, the third day. Right? So that makes sense by Mechayiv. And by Zakkai, we're not looking to, he said, Tzchus, we're not looking to prolong it.
But wrote it down the first day?
Yeah. We write it down. We write it down everything. This guy writes down every time. Okay? So, I didn't finish explaining it, but one second. Okay. No.
But what's the nafka mina between Mechayiv or Zakkai? Either one of them, the procedure is, you listen to what he's arguing, you write it down, and then tomorrow, we paskin.
Right. But Mechayiv, we want to have that, we're explaining why Mechayiv, we want to write it down. Why? Because once you write it down Mechayiv, tomorrow might be another reason, and we'll be able to push it off longer. We want to, it's Kedai.
We want to push it
right,
off.
Right, yeah, because maybe the guy's going to switch his mind. Maybe someone's going to switch his mind.
But it's because you're not judging your mind.
So, you're not looking for this.
Right. Right, so that's what Sigmar says. So, Elamai, why are you writing it for? So, Akhtimar, Visham, the Mechanim, Elamai, Zaka, my time, Elamai, Shem, the Chazi, time, Mechina, the Chaiva, Lamech, Chinabu. Just to tell you that if I find another reasoning of Chaiva, we don't listen to you. So, Mela says, Zariah, not like Rav. Good?
What did he say
before? What?
What did he say that we're not listening?
He can't be chayzer.
Oh yeah, that's close. And then he said, "Chayver, what did he say that? What did they cross reference on his list? He had his close."
That's better. I didn't finish explaining it. So why are you writing a bechlaf for? Just write chos and don't write any reason. What are we saying here?
What he's saying.
That's what
are you cross referencing? It's not negated to look at what.
Right, by chayev, write the reason. Have a good reason.
See if
by chos, what are we doing? Right, so Rashi explains that because we want to see that maybe he said something that was connected. We said that you could retract. We learned yesterday when it's Tavet Davashatz Duk and Tayim by that if it's connected a pasuk, then you could retract. So maybe the first day we didn't chap that it was connected a pasuk, and the next day it was connected. We chap that it's a pelig gazach. We're talking about bezne. We're talking about mafurish a pasuk, not something that you know. I mean, not a drasha, and still. So that's why we write it. Yeah. So Dr. Ma, okay,
the whole bezin didn't catch all. They would have told them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the whole bezin is a pella. Yeah. Okay. The kids is so. Let's sit back to the Gemara. It's lachayet zirayah, not like Rav. Why the chazi time? Nachama. El divim zakim my time. Elam mishum the chazi time mechina lachayet elam mishkechinam bu. We don't listen to him. So bishlam the divim mechayiv and the Gemara said that it makes sense. El divim zakim zakrashi. It means the yachal achzabai. Why do you have to write it? If because tomorrow is Masa Matan, just write Pliny Zika. If he was Chayza, we don't listen to him. That he shouldn't be Chayza from his reason. Like this, we want to hold on to his reason that he shouldn't be Chayza. And he'll say, so therefore, so we're coming out over here. The chayyah is a rai, not like Rav. There's mashma that you don't listen to him, and that's why we're writing the reason. We're only writing the reason just to know that he's not chayyah it's not a tayyus on the pasuk. But if it would be a tayyus on the pasuk, then Yitaka would be chayyah. But without that, we wouldn't be chayyah. This is Akhti Gemara. Like kadesh layoyim mishnayim tam echad mishnei mikrais. It's a whole different thing that they shouldn't say two people that are schus. Shouldn't say the same reason out of two different sukkim. That means the Torah doesn't write the same thing out of two sukkim. Like the Zakti Marka, the boy minei of Asma Abyechanon, Amushnayim, Tam Echad Mishnei Mekrais. If two said the same reason out of two sukkim, Mao, Amale, Eimayinan Ela Echad. If they were able to say two out of two sukkim, we only count it as one.
Because somebody's not valid.
Someone's not valid. There's no, the Torah doesn't repeat itself twice. So now, how do you know this? I'm a bayad amakor. Achaz dibe elokim Shtayim zu shamati. Ki oiz lelekim. Mikra echad yoytze lekama taimim. Vein tam echad yoytze lekama kreis. One pasuk tells you a lot of reasons. But two psukim don't tell you one thing. Okay? Debeya b'shmol tana. Ukepatish yifutzat zela. Ma patish zem es chalik lekama nitzaitzis. Just like the bangs against the rock. It breaks it into many pieces. So too, one pasuk could come into a couple of reasons, but two psukim don't say the same thing. Are you going to ask that you find a lot of times two psukim saying the same thing? You do see it?
Different have different time. A lot of times the Gemara brings down.
Oh, we're going to have that. Now the Gemara is going to go through a couple of things. Yeah, okay. So Gemara now is going to go.
The actual pasuk saying the same thing. That's not
right. There's many things written twice in the Torah. But there's reason for this Azhar and this Azhar. Well, Mishnah Torah was time repeated. But if you find, without any good reason, you find something that's two halachas that are said from different psukim that we can't find. So now the Gemara is going to ask.
So why did they write it down? If they saw right away.
No. This man, the Amma, held like that. Yeah, let's see. We'll see the Gemara.
So at this point, there's no Kash on Rav.
Right. If you go like this, there's Bechal Nos. Yeah. So the Gemara, Hechadami Tam Echad.
That's what the Gemara ends
off with
so far.
Yeah. The Gemara, Hechadami Tam Echad, where do you see such a thing that is Tam Echad from two Mekrois? Ami Avzvid, Kiditnan. Mizbeach Mekadosh Yisroyla. Mizbeach Mekadosh Yisroyla, which means, if you learn Zvachim, that the halacha is that once, even if something was possible, once it went on, you don't bring it down. So even though it didn't belong there, it's a pasul carbon, but once it went on, you bring it down. Once it was roi mitchila, then it became pasul, then it was put onto the mizbeach is mekadesh it, and it's mekadesh it's a roi loy, something which was roi to it originally. So b'shuraimet kol roi leishim im allah yed, if it was roi to be burnt, im allah yed shenema oila amaykte ma oila she roi leishim im also leiter. If it went up, it doesn't go down. Of course, roi leishim im allah yed. Once it went up, it doesn't go down. Gamliel Leima, Kala Roila Mizbech. If it was Roy for the Mizbech, Mala Yed, Shanema, He Oila, Mike the Alam Mizbech, Ma Oila, She Roila Gam Mizbech, and Moslete, of course, She Roila Mizbech, Mala Yed. So the first man, the Amr, Abishua said, Roila Ishim, it's right to be burnt. The second one says, if it was Roy for the Mizbech, Vitavayu, Maika Mabi, both of these man, what are they being Mabi? Psulim. Ma, Maisilam and Mike the, one learns it out, me Mike the. One learns it out from the word mizbech. So here you have two manda amrim learning out the same thing from two different psukim. So you do have two things learned out of different psukim. One thing learned out of different psukim. So the ma'av ha'asim if like pligi over there, the argument. The Ketani say, for ain bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel divrei B'Shua, ela adam v'anasachim. By dam and asachim that became possible, the argument. Shabbat Gamliel lo'im lo yedu, because Rabbi Gamliel's drasha was anything which is roi l'mizbech. This is dam you spritz on the mizbech. You don't burn it, but you spritz on the mizbech. Rabbi Shua I'm a yedu. Rabbi Shua holds yedu because Rabbi Shua says it has to be dafka, something which you burn, not something which is just alu. So therefore, we have so you don't have two psukim the same thing. Elamah papa, no, we'll find you someplace else. Because the tanya basically the ayma mitach shenema kol mizbech kol agay mizbech yigdash. Anything that touches the mizbech to become halik v'la yed. Shemei ani bein yoy bein she'en yoy. So I see from here, say if it was roy, say if it's not roy. Now she says, Shemeani, Bein Shanir, Bein Shalonir, you're going, Sa'od, Vash, Va'ayel, Vitzvi, Vachulin, something which is not roy. Tamalayma, Kvasim. Ma Kvasim, Ruyin, has to be something which is roy. I've called roy anything that's roy. So that's what he learns out, Kalim, Kibayma, Oila, Ma Oila, Ruya, I've called roy. Vitavaya, Ma Kama Mati, what are they both being my? Psuli. Ma, Maisalam, Kvasim. One learns it out from Kvasim, Ma, Maisalam, Oila. So you see that two things are learned out of the of different psukim. One halacha is learned out of two psukim. So the more noble, I'm going to have another oilas oif psulik kibenai oilas oif, which is possible. He kibenai man the ma'aselami kvasim kvasim in dafka behemo. Aval oilas oif loy a bird not. Man the ma'aselami oilah for the oilas oif nami any type of oil, even a bird. So the more I'm going to so you see that what? So you see there is enough community. So Yivaita didn't find me that. It should be learning out the same halacha from two different sukkah. Al mavashi gedetanya. Dam yichoshev l'ishahu. Dam shafach. L'rabbi says azayik. To be ma'ab azayik. Zakashi, what was this talking about? L'rabbi says azayik. Dam kachim b'chutz. she becomes. You know, there's halacha that if a behemoth was shechted b'chutz, you can't bring anything inside from that behemoth. So what happened? L'Rabbi says a zerg, the dam kachem b'chutz, that you get karas. The Rabbi Shmuel that if you spritz kachem b'chutz, you get karas. And b'kiva ima oy zevach, L'Rabbi says a zerg to teach you that zerg also. We know shechita. We don't know about zerg. So these psukim are to teach you that zerg kachem b'chutz, you get. You get also cuts. But the vayim ma'ika ma'avi, what do they both mean? Ma'avi zvika. Ma'aisi lo midam yichashav. One learns out of yichashav. Ma'aisi lo ma'ay zevach. One learns out of ay zevach. So we see that there's two man, the same halacha learned out of two different sukkim. Right? Shachat v'zah, kik v'nai. If you shechted and you did zvika, you did both. Do I get cuts on zvika itself? The divya b'shmal le'en chay v'la'achas. Lo ya b'shmal. That says Dam Yichashev Rabbi Zayik only Chayiv one. The Rebbe Kiva Chayiv Shtayim because we're learning out oh another Kars. The Gemara Itma Alom Rabbi half of the Rebbe Kiva Dam Yichayiv Alachas Dam Akas Sham Tala Lesecha Visham Tasa Vin Rachman Lekul Asiyas. So you see that we're being Ma'arvet to all Asiyas and therefore you only Chayiv one. So there is an Afkamina. So we talk don't have two Manda Amim that learn out of. Two psukim, one halacha. I don't know.
All of the words.
That's two psukim.